The battle belongs to the Lord. Oh, and the invitation song. Sorry. The invitation song after the invitations this evening will be number 359, Victory in Jesus. We'll sing all verses. First song will be number 4, The Battle Belongs to the Lord. We'll sing all 3 verses.
Jesus, let us come to know you. It's hymn number 77 in the supplement. Hymn number 77 in the supplement. We'll sing both verses.
Oh, dear God, we praise you as our creator. We praise you, God, for all of your creation, for this earth, for all that we see in it. We praise you for your invisible attributes. We praise you, God, for this Lord's Day and for this body that can meet together here. We praise you, God, for your church and for all that it is and its power. We praise you, God, for your Son, for the hope that we have because of that, the salvation that we can gain from that. We praise you for your grace. We praise you, God, for all the many uncountable prayers that you have answered. We praise you, God, for always watching over us, for giving us a Father that cares about us, that desires us, to have a relationship with Him. We praise you, God, for that. We praise you, God, for your love and for your faithfulness to us. Help us, God, to be the kind of people that you want us to be. Help us, God, to follow the words that you have given to us. Follow the example of your Son. And to be the children that you want us to be, so that one day we can be in heaven with you. We praise you, God, for all that you are. In your Son's name, amen.
Number 675, The Blessed Life. First verse, we'll start with
Saw his name to confess, hungry and salt his righteousness. somewhat straight into number 81, In His Presence.
Oh, little story. I guess this early this morning, about 4:50 or so, I had a nephew that was born. My little sister just gave birth to a healthy baby boy. And so we got to go over there this morning and or this afternoon and get to spend some time with her and her husband and the little boy Elijah. And just seeing the child there and, you know, what has previously been in the womb for 9 months and is now in the earth with us and living and breathing air, it's just amazing to see the power of God take place. And so we're going to sing this song, number 6, Magnify, O Magnify, just as a praise to God and how magnificent he is. And the word magnify, as we know, is to enhance something and to make it bigger and to see the power in it. And so as we sing the song, let's think about that. And we'll go ahead and stand again, please, for this song.
Magnify, oh magnify. Yes.
verse and have the men go to the bass so we can learn the bass. And then we'll go back to the first and sing it all the way through. Number 83. This will be the song before the invitation.
Oh. I would like to thank Ryan, and I'm sure Crystal, for this song service that we had this evening. It is wonderful to see these younger people, or these younger men, be involved. And in doing the duty roster, it is very well appreciated. So thank you, Ryan. 2 years ago, this past Thursday, my brother passed away from cancer. 2 years ago today, we buried him. And about a week ago, a very dear, special friend to me called and said, I want to let you know I'm thinking about you. And as we began to talk, he started crying. So did I. But as Mark and I talked, he said to me, he said, in the death of your brother, there were some lessons that he taught us. And I started to think about that. And after we got off the phone, I gave it some serious thought. And yes, even in death, there were three things that I would like to bring up tonight. First of all, the love of a father. I can remember the night that my brother died in the hospital room. And I will never forget my father laying his head on the bed and crying. I'd never really seen my father cry before. And I realize the love of a father. And it made me think how much God loves us. And how God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross. And it was a terrible death. It was cruel. He suffered. And there is no doubt in my mind that it hurt God. From a human perspective, I know God had to hurt to see his son die on the cross. And the love of a father to watch his son die because we had sinned. And that's how God wanted to show us that he loved us. But because Jesus died and he arose from the dead, there are spiritual blessings that we have in Jesus as Christians. So the second point I want to bring up is the power of prayer. Before my brother passed away, up about a year before he passed away, he was not faithful. But I can remember praying diligently every day, God, give my brother the opportunity and the days to change his life before it's too late. And let me tell you something. God answered my prayer. He didn't answer it the way I wanted it answered. But he answered my prayer. Because my brother changed his life before he passed away. And here recently, last Sunday, when Andy Myers was not doing well, we went to God in prayer. And the power of prayer, and I don't understand everything about it, but the power of prayer. Andy is in the audience with us tonight. I believe in the power of prayer. And I can tell you this, my prayer life is as good as it has ever been. And I thank my brother for that. And then finally, the hope of heaven. Because Jesus died on the cross, because he arose from the dead, We have the hope of heaven if we're a Christian. What joy, what peace, and what comfort that should give us. Hebrews 9 and verse 27 says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that cometh judgment. And because Jesus died on the cross, and he arose from the dead, we have the hope of heaven." There are many times that I think about what it would be like if Todd was still here. I miss talking to him. I miss seeing him. I miss the times that we had together. But I can tell you this, that if for some reason I could ask him, "Would you like to come back?" he would say no. And so because Jesus died for us, we have the hope of heaven. And there is no greater joy than when someone passes away than to know that they are in the Lord and they have the hope of heaven. So tonight, if you're not a Christian, know that there is the love of the Father, that God sent his Son that all of us can have forgiveness of our sins. And that because Jesus did die, as Christians, we have spiritual blessings. And the power of prayer is a wonderful blessing that God has given unto us. And if we are faithful to death, we too have the hope of heaven. If we can assist anyone in any way tonight, please come forward as we stand and sing.